Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and excuse me, folks, it's we're in July already. Can you believe it? Kids have probably been out of school for a month now. The weather's getting hot. Holiday weekend's coming. I know people that are preparing for the long weekend. For those entrepreneurs out there, I don't know if you get a long weekend, but if you don't, you should at least take a couple days off. We all know that every week here on the Tough Talk Christian Radio, you can catch us from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. And listen, folks, you know, this year we brought Tough Talk Christian Radio out. I hosted a show for 6 years called Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And when I found the Lord 5 years ago, it kept pressing on me to move forward and share more of my journey in life. And that's what we hope the people do. They'll come to the show, to share their journey. Now, you might not agree with them all, and you might agree with them all. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, if you tune in, you can understand more about what you might not understand or what you need to understand. I just know that God placed me on this channel so that I can get people to talk about what they've experienced in life, and I know that every experience that we get in life is a message from the Lord, one way or another. So I know that He doesn't put bad things on us, but I know that sometimes He'll allow it to happen so that we can see the power He brings to us. I want to talk real quickly today about something that's been going on in the news. If you're on Facebook or social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, every social site out there has had an abundance of information put on about the Supreme Court passing a bill. Now, I don't want to get caught up in politics. I just want to make sure that everybody knows my point here. One of the things that I know for sure, I've read a lot of stuff on social media. A lot of distractions. You know, there's a lot of noise out there. And if you're trying to get quiet in the morning with the Lord, and then you do that and then go on social media, you kind of wasted the quiet time, right? Because you're reading everyone's opinion of how they interpret the words in the Bible. Now, is that wrong for them to express how they interpret? No. What's wrong is buying into what you might not believe, even being along in that gossip column or promoting some of that gossip. Because at the end of the day, it's not really up to us to judge. At least that's what the book says. It's up to us to move forward and let Christ live through us. Now, I don't know if you can find places in the Bible where you can show where the Lord judged against certain people for certain acts. But I do know that sin is spelled with three letters. And it, if you look it up in the Bible, it has a wide range of definition. And we're all guilty. So, you know, I just want to make sure that you're not getting caught up in that distraction with understanding what it might be doing to your own faith. Now, the other thing is I want to talk about is Donald Trump, who is probably just crazy, more money than sense. He goes on the internet and he starts talking about all the things that, well, he might not be wrong, just like some of the people on what the Supreme Court said. They might not be wrong, but the way they expressed it was totally wrong. It's not working out too good for Donald, but, you know, when you have billions of dollars, you really can feel the effects of certain things from our viewpoint. What his own struggles are, we don't know. That's between him and God. And what his own struggles are, none of my business. What is my business is how I determine how and what I'm going to allow into my noise. How I'm going to let it affect me when I'm trying to get quiet and I have these thoughts running through your head. In the morning when you get up and read and you spend quiet time with the Lord, do you try to spend 5 or 10 minutes of absolute quiet? Well, I got to tell you, for a couple months I've been trying that. It's like 3 minutes seems like an hour. It's hard. There's more things going through my head than I can even imagine. It's it's like they plug me into the cable, internet cable. It's just like things are just flashing. So imagine if you just keep reading more of that stuff, I'll just call it stuff, on social media that we call other people's opinions. And they're allowed to have those opinions. That's the freedom they have here in the States, in America. But the fact of the matter is, how are you allowing that to affect your relationship with the Lord? Are you bending the rules? Is it okay? I mean, what is it that you do to make that happen? What are you doing to safeguard yourself? So I ask these questions because every week I follow social media. We work online. I mean, Tough Talk Radio Network, we post shows all over social media. We host internet radio shows around the world. We're on every social site there is. I run business networking groups. You know, I help people share their stories in a book. And in our books, I don't want people to tell about what they do in their business. Who cares? Until I understand how they got to where they are today. I learned that the Lord placed on me that if I could get you to share your message with the world, then I'm doing my part. Because when you share your message, you recognize your blessings. It makes life just seem a little bit easier than you were thinking it was. You know, have you ever sat down and reminisced with a family member about when you were younger? And you go back all those ways, you get that smile, the laugh, you know, the little joke about one of the things that might have happened, you get a good feeling about it. And then fast forward, you're in today. And sometimes it doesn't always go good today. But if you remember the good times past, you'll understand that there's more good times coming. Now, we don't experience a warm and fuzzy every single day in life. It's just not going to happen. Mainly because of the choices that we make, not because of what anybody else does, whatever laws passed or anything else. It's the choice that we make. And that's the only thing we have control over is what the choice is that we make and when we make it and how we express it. Now, we're allowed to say anything we want, as far as I interpret from the Bible, to the Lord, between him and you. But when you start expressing it out loud, you know, I can remember now. Remember this, folks, I've only been following Christ for a little over 5 years, so I might be a little bit newer than some of the people who have been doing it for 20 or 30 years. But one of the things I know is when you do something for 20 or 30 years, you're locked in. You don't recognize anything other than what you think you know. And we all know we don't know what we don't know. And you can't know everything because you haven't had time to experience everything yet. So you might want to be a little bit more open-minded. I'm not asking you to change your beliefs. I'm just asking you to change the way you might make choices. Okay, so we got a great show lined up. We always have great shows here. Okay? Maybe I'm a little prejudiced on that. But here at Tough Talk Christian Radio today, we have a gentleman who's on the road traveling, actually, promoting his book, an evangelist named Dan Goodwin, on the first part of the show. And the second part of the show, we have another gentleman that's promoting his book, a gentleman by the name of George Kolazar, and we're really excited about it today. Why? Because, first of all, I love to hear how other people are helping others. It allows me to understand more how I could do that. So we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to bring back up our first guest, Dan Goodwin, but I make sure that you fill up your coffee, get a bottle of water, and really, maybe you just need to get a paper and pencil and take some notes today. You can call into the show at 347-989-1363. Hey, give us your feedback. Now, I'm not going to answer the calls to bashing the Supreme Court and, you know, the Donald Trump haters because, look, I'm not on that avenue. What I want to know is how you have allowed yourself to make better choices from the noise that you live in. My name is Tony Gambone. We're here on Tough Talk Christian Radio, and we'll be right back after this here short break.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Live a choice where
your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. You'll find me here every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can also find me on Wednesdays from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on a show called Workshop Wednesdays, where we help small business owners gain access to the tools that they might need to grow their business. So I mentioned my first guest is a gentleman by the name of Dan Gubin, and he's been in the industry since 1983. He has pastored several churches, authored several books, and has been a full-time evangelist since 2003. He goes by Brother Goodwin, and he preaches the Bible. He preaches Bible conferences, revivals, and prophecy meetings across America. As I mentioned earlier, he is traveling today, and so I want to welcome Dan to the show. Dan, welcome to the show.
Brother Tony, my brother, it's awfully good to be on your show with you today.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and we're kind of excited about what you're doing. Fact that you're taking time out to travel across America, I mean, there's a lot of good things there. That means you're spreading the word, and you're getting out of the house a little bit. So, tell us, Dan. Tell us about your journey. Go ahead.
Yeah, I preached Sunday in Tennessee at a church. Tuesday night we were in Greenville, South Carolina, did a TV program with Nightline. Folks can Google that. They can actually watch that on the archives, but. And preached in a little church here, not a little church, but a church here in Kentucky last night, and looking forward to sharing some things with your listeners. I'm very passionate about this. You and I talked for a couple of minutes before the show, and I think I expressed to you that this I eat, drink, and sleep this. This is my passion now, you know, telling folks that Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back soon.
Well, you know... I mentioned, you know, that I kind of grew up not in a very religious environment, I guess, as I am today, and I found the Lord through some miracles that He placed on me, and you know, so I'm always willing and excited about learning more things. So I guess one of the things that comes right to the top of my head when you say that is, how do you know?
Well. Because of the signs and the things that the Lord told us in the Bible. You know, they tell us probably a fourth of the Bible is dealing with prophetic things. Personally, I think there's more than that. I think all Scripture has three interpretations, literal, figurative, and prophetic. Now, they're not always easy to see, but they're there. I think the book is a book of prophecy, the whole entire Bible. And here we are at the end of the 6,000th year, just about, and I believe it's very plain by what's going on and what the Bible tells us the end times will be like that we're there. You know, the first time Jesus came, he actually rebuked the people. He said, you can discern the weather, and I'm paraphrasing here, you can discern the sky and tell what the weather's going to be. But then he rebuked them and he said, ye hypocrites, why can you not discern the signs of the times? Now, the Lord wasn't talking about our day. He was talking about his first coming 2,000 years ago. That tells me the Lord was upset that the people missed his first coming. Now, you study the Bible, you'll find that that's true. Nobody was looking for Jesus when he showed up. He was born in a stable. There was no room for him. I mean, they made him be born in a barn. There was nobody looking for him, nobody expecting him. 2 years after he's born, the wise men show up, knock on the palace door in Jerusalem and ask, where is he born, king of the Jews? And they're all scratching their heads. Well, I don't know. Is he here? And of course, long story short, they tried to kill him. Nobody was looking for him. And the Lord was upset about that and expressed that when he began his ministry. I believe the second coming of Christ will be the same. I believe when Christ comes back the second time, it'll be a mirror image of the first time. There was very few people looking for him when he came upon the earth 2,000 years ago. And what did we do? We hung him on a cross. I think there'll be very few people looking for him the second time. And I believe there's no excuse for that. I believe we have the signs in the Bible, and I believe we have a roadmap here in the Word of God that tells us what to look for and tells us when we're near the end. And here we are. Remember, the first coming was in two stages. He came as a baby secretly. Then he presented himself as the Messiah on Palm Sunday. Two stages of his coming. That's the same thing that's getting ready to happen in our generation. He's coming in two stages. That first stage, he's coming secretly. He's coming as a thief in the night and going to snatch the believers off of the world, the saints. Then he's coming back 7 years later on the white horse after the what we call the tribulation period. He's going to come back on the white horse, and that's when the Bible says every eye shall see him, and he'll set up the kingdom. So you study the Bible and the prophetic things that are in there. I mean, even Genesis 1 is prophetic. The 6 days of creation represent the 6,000 years of human history. The seventh day, of course, God rested. And that's, of course, symbolic and figurative, prophetic of the fact that Christ is going to come and set up the kingdom. There's that last 1,000-year millennial kingdom reign there. So it's all through the Bible. And the more you study this stuff, the more it opens up and you begin to see what's going on and how close to the end that we are now today.
Okay, so when you're out speaking in these different churches, I'm assuming that a lot of people come up to you and have all different types of conversation. How many of them look at you like you have lost your mind?
Well, I think most of the places that I speak at, and I speak at churches, I speak at prophecy conferences. I was on the Prophecy News conference in Orlando, Florida. I'm going to be in August at the Prophecy News conference. I mean, there'll be thousands of people there. But the meetings that I speak, I get very, very few people have a negative view. I mean, there's always a few that come up and they want to argue something. But I think the people that are not at the Prophecy Conference, on the social media, when you begin to talk about some of these things, today we seem to be filled with scoffers, and the book of Peter talks about that. In the last days, there shall be scoffers saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were. That seems to be the attitude of the last days. And that's what he says, in the last days, there shall be scoffers saying, where is the promise of his coming? To me, that's just another sign that we're here. Because today, so many people have turned their back on prophecy. I've heard of preachers that won't even preach out of the book of Revelation. They tell their people not to read it. And what a sad thing that is. Part of our Bible, the blessed word of God, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And that includes the book of Revelation. Revelation 1 says there's a blessing promised to those who read the book of Revelation and take heed to it. But you're right. This last generation is filled with what the Bible calls scoffers. And, I'll have people, I'll share some things with people. I'll tell them about the blood moon, or I'll tell them what's coming in September. And, the number one comment I get is, well, Brother Goodwin, no man knows the day or the hour. That's what they say. And I don't always say it. I try to be kind to people. But in my mind, I'm thinking, do you know any other scriptures in the Bible about prophecy besides that one? You know, in other words, they think because we can't know the day or the hour, we're not even supposed to dwell on it. We're not supposed to think about it. We're not supposed to be looking for the Lord. And that is not the truth at all. We are to be looking for the Lord. Jesus told us to be watching and waiting for his return. And he spent countless sermons and scriptures in the Bible that tell us in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous boasters, without natural affection. All these things that he told us about the last days. Why did the Lord spend so much time telling us about the last days if we weren't supposed to be looking for his coming? So, yeah, we're that generation of scoffers. There's no doubt about that. There are some people interested, and I want to give credit where credit's due. There are some folks in this country who are waking up and think this and realize that something's coming. But there are a lot of people in our church kingdom communities that are scoffers and are not looking. And that's my job is to wake them up. And my message is to the saints. My message is to God's people, the churches, to tell them, listen, you better get looking. You better get your people and your church ready because this thing's at the end, and the Lord's getting ready to come back.
Well, you know, I really believe what you said about looking. I think that people should start by listening for the Lord, or even a shorter step than that is just getting involved with learning more about the Bible or spending time in the Bible. And I know that when I found the Lord, I wasn't very smart in the Bible, and I don't think I still am very smart in the Bible. I just know that I try every day to learn from it, and from doing shows like this, I learn different things. And for what you're doing, I think it's good because people need to understand what might be coming, or to challenge it, or to get the Bible out and read it to see it. It's putting them in the Bible to learn more. Now, do you feel or find that a lot of people read the Bible and perceive it one way and only one way because of a small piece that they connected with in that verse?
Yeah, and I think I share this in the book. One of the hindrances to learning the Bible and to knowing truth, and I have a Revelation study guide that I wrote, and in the introduction, I give three reasons why people don't get the book of Revelation. But you could apply that to any place in the Bible. The three things are this. Number one, faulty teaching from our past. One of the biggest hindrances in my life and everybody's life is being able to sit down and open the Bible and let the Bible teach me what the truth is. But we're hindered by something. By the way, it's true in politics too, isn't it? Where, you know, a person grows up Democrat or Republican, it's hard to shake that, isn't it? There are people who pull the lever because they were born in a Republican family or a Democrat family or an independent, and they don't even think about it. They don't know what they're voting for. All they know is, well, I'm a Democrat, so they pull the Democrat lever. That's true with us Christians too in the Bible. We've been taught something. We don't check it out for ourselves. We don't study to show thyself approved unto God. And so we miss things. So that's one of the main reasons that we don't understand prophecy, or we don't understand something. We've been taught something, but we don't check it out. I think we need to check out for ourselves and prove all things, as the scripture says. Because you know what? When we stand before God, our preacher's not going to be there with us. Our mom or our dad's not. We're going to stand on our own two feet and give an account for the things done in this body. So we also miss some things because of not only faulty teaching from our past, but we fail to understand the difference in the literal and the symbolic. And Revelation is filled with both. There are literal lessons in Revelation, and there are symbolic. For instance, when it says that Jesus, his hair was like as of wool. You know, Jesus didn't have wool hair. It was like as wool, or his eyes were like as a fire. He didn't have fire. He had his eyes. It's symbolic. So these are things we need to learn and understand. How do you study the Bible? How do you read the Bible? You've got to learn to study to show thyself approved unto God. And boy, what a book it is, the Word of God. And, you know, I went to Bible college. My book is called God's Final Jubilee. I went to Bible college, and I promise you, Brother Tony, I could not have spoken for 3 minutes on the Jubilee when I left Bible college. Now, I'm not blaming the college. I mean, I didn't know what a Jubilee was. I understand now, and I've written the whole chapter on God's final Jubilee and several other chapters that deal with it. But you know what? The Jubilee is coming up here pretty soon, and I believe it's the 70th Jubilee. I believe it's the final Jubilee. A Jubilee is a 50-year period of history for the Jews, and it's a pretty important festival or feast, and it takes place on the Day of Atonement. And I believe that final Jubilee is on the near horizon, and I think it means something. I think it's something that God's people need to wake up and look at and realize. So I titled the book God's Final Jubilee, and the book's done very well. I get emails all the time. A lot of folks have had their eyes open to some things. But you know what? Even my book, a person needs to read the book and get the Bible. Make sure that I'm right. Don't just take my word on it. Get the Word of God, and that's what we ought to do with anybody's book. You know, we've got to study to show ourselves approved. We've got to make sure that what this gentleman's telling us is the truth, and that's our responsibility.
I agree. I totally agree. And I think that people could agree to or disagree. Fact of the matter is you have the proof next to you. You can read it. You know, I mentioned in the beginning of the show how people were responding to what's going on in our world. I don't necessarily have an opinion to put on my show, but I do know that the way they're describing their opinion of it is probably not what the Lord had in mind when he said to, not gossip or to, you know, when he was
right.
Deciding what was a sin and what wasn't a sin. But anyway, so tell your book. Because we're running out of time here, Dan. I want to make sure that people are able to go through your book. If you go to heavenbound1.net, you'll find the website, and there's a lot of great stuff here. You've done some, you have study guides and DVDs and, you know, a few books. So tell people how they can purchase your book, how they can get you to come to their area to speak. And one of the things that you want to make sure that they pay attention to in the last 5 months of 2015.
Yeah, my website, heavenbound1.net, and they can go there. Everything is there. My email is there. I think my phone number is there. I've got a pretty busy schedule, but I've still got openings. I'll be glad to come to your church or if you want to set up some sort of a prophecy meeting or I'd be love to do that. You can order the book there. You can read the back cover of the book, see if it's something that sounds interesting to you. And it's all there, and you can order the book. You can buy it right there on the website with a click of a mouse. If you're an Amazon person, Amazon, just type in God's Final Jubilee. We're all over. It's a bestseller on Amazon. It's available in paperback there, as well as Kindle. You could have it in an instant on Kindle. And so that's there. And what I want people to realize is this fall is huge. There's so much. We could spend a half hour just telling you what's coming this fall in September. The final blood red moon, I mean, the Day of Atonement, there's 49 years from June 7th, 1967 to September 23rd this year, which is the Day of Atonement, which is a jubilee. And there's so much going on this fall. Everything, it's like God has a blinking light, a bright light in the sky trying to wave at us to tell us, listen, I'm coming soon, get ready. And the book is just filled with amazing things about the end times and why I think we're the last generation upon the earth.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time today. I wish you safe travels. If you make it to Houston and you're speaking, I'd love to come and hear you speak and meet you personally. So I hope that you have a blessed holiday.
Great day. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my second guest, a gentleman by the name of George Kolesark, author of The Commander in Thief. Okay, so this is a great show today. Make sure to go to Dan's website. Learn more, heavenbound1.net. A lot of great stuff there, videos. There's a lot of stuff to make you understand why you might want to be following along with Evangelist Dan Goodwin a little bit more. And remember, and if you challenge what's being said, grab the Bible and read it. And if you still don't get it or understand it or have a clear message one way or the other, grab a friend and read it. bring it up in your small group, in your Bible studies. You know, just have conversation, maybe just with your spouse or one of your children. It's a great way to learn more about what the Lord has placed in the book, because I know every day when I read it, I surely don't understand why some days I'm even reading what I'm reading. And there's other days where it's like the light bulb goes on. So it's not for us to learn every day, but it is for us to read every day, and we will eventually learn something from it, maybe just not on the day we read it. My name is Tony Gambone. We're here on Tough Talk Christian Radio at the Tough Talk Radio Network, and we'll be right back after this here short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn and Associates, the legal...
All right, I guess they didn't want to play that commercial. It sounded like it was going to start and then it stopped, but... Hey, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here on Tough Talk Christian Radio, and it is the 2nd of July. I hope that people are enjoying their vacations, enjoying the better weather, wherever you are. I hope you're spending some time with your family. I hope you spend some time with the Lord. I hope that you are just getting ready to take a long weekend, which would mean even not working on Sunday, there's a thought. Anyway, there's a lot of us that are in a business where Sunday is the day we work, and, you know, maybe Tuesday's the day we're off. It doesn't matter, I don't think, what day that you take off. What matters is that you spend every day with the Lord in your quiet time, either in the morning at lunch or in the evening, maybe before you go to bed. So my name, again, is Tony Gambone. We're on Tough Talk Christian Radio, and I want to bring up my first guest, whose name is George, and I hope I'm getting his name right, Kolzark. He's the author of The Commander in Thief. He has earned his master's degree and has been studying current events for the past 15 years, and he's an author and a political opinion writer. He executes a brave and no-holds-barred writing style coupled with an exquisite wit that makes him the perfect guest to deliver political commentary in any medium. He's a father of two, and he is an avid reader, and he resides in Naples, Florida, with his beautiful wife and daughter. So I want to say, George, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be on.
Now, George, how bad did I get your last name?
You got it right on. Thank you for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. That doesn't happen very often, so when it does, I get super excited. Sorry about that, but I don't always get it right. So you're in Naples, Florida. Where are you from originally?
Northwest Indiana, kind of a suburb of Chicago.
Okay. So it's got to be a little bit warmer where you're at. I know Naples is a really nice area. What made you move there?
Oh, when I was young and being bad, my friend's parents had a house here. We got to stay down here for free for 6 months, and I partied all my money away and couldn't go back. So I just stayed here.
I hate when that happens, but sometimes, you know, things happen for a reason, and it looks like you going there was a good reason.
You know, it's once I straightened up and found God, then things started to turn around.
So, you know, as younger adults, we and even children sometimes, especially in today's world, trouble seems to be in a lot of places. I know I've experienced my share of it, and I was having a conversation with my wife the other day about all the things that I did that maybe I shouldn't even be here today, but it was really good to recognize that God had a plan for me and allow me to move forward. So for you, when you decided to write this book, Commander and Thief, let's talk about that. What put you on that path to do that?
Well, paying attention, basically. I wrote the book because I'm desperately afraid for the United States, our freedoms, and our way of life. And I wrote this book because I don't want my 5-year-old daughter sharing a restroom with a 40-year-old member of the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Okay, so in this book, what will it teach the listeners to understand how not to be or how to join up on part of that or not part of that? How walk me through that.
Well, the book, it consists of 12 chapters, and each chapter is something that the current administration and the far left are always trying to take away from our citizens. That's trying to steal our hope. They take our hope by depressing the economy, getting rid of charities, getting rid of the church. So there's no other hope. You know, people can't even find a job today unless it's a part-time job. There's no way to raise a family unless you're getting government assistance. They're stealing our speech, education, religion.
Interesting. You know, I'm in Houston, Texas, where the economy has never really gotten hit too hard over the last 10 years, I guess, when the things kind of fell apart and now growing back. I mean, we got affected a little bit, but I do agree that a lot of people take advantage of the system because they're able to, or maybe they don't know any difference to. But one of the things that I've learned that is opportunity is always out there as long as people are willing to put forth the action and the effort to gain more opportunity to do better. Now, it doesn't always equal up to dollars and cents, because I don't think the one with the most dollars wins. I think the one with the most faith wins. And, you know, wealth is spelled a little bit differently than dollars to me. So what's your take on that piece of it?
Well, I agree with you 100%. The problem is that through our education system and the mainstream media, younger generations aren't getting that message. They're told that they're a victim and that they can't make it. They're told that they're owed something instead of they need to work for something. So,
well, you know, you have a point there. You really have a good point there. But And you know, George, I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I just want to play the other side of the coin here for a second. And maybe some of my passion will leak out here. You might determine some of it as my own. But here I go.
Right.
I think, and I'm 59 years old, my youngest is 20 and my oldest is 35. And I really believe that the reason why children are so entitled today is because of their parents. You know, we allow them, and I say we because I'm no different than anybody else out there that loves their kids and wants the best for them. But we allow them the excuses and the opportunity to act the way they do. Because isn't it our responsibility as adults, and I think this is why you write the book, to make sure that our children learn from us, not, you know, fall because of us.
Absolutely. But, you know, most parents today, they're trying to be responsible. They're working one or two jobs, raising their kids. They're stressed out. At the end of the day, they're not worried about, maybe not worried about what their kids are learning in school. So they're only getting an hour or two a day to spend with their children. So the children are getting most of their knowledge from the public school system and the mainstream media. So maybe they're not getting the messages that they should be.
I agree, but you know, I'm going to go back a few years, and you know, I mentioned my age is 59. So you know, I live on the internet because I work on it. And children are so smart on the internet, even like at the age of 6, they can fool us all day long. So I really think that it's still a parent's responsibility to pay extra attention, maybe get an hour less sleep, or maybe 2 hours less on social media themselves, and spend time with their children. And, you know, having a cell phone is important for children today, the world we live in, so we can have access. But having rules to follow, I think, you know, are really important too, because that's what prepares us for the craziness in the world we live in. I mean, you can protect your daughter all day long, but you can't guarantee what she's going to need when she gets out there, because you can't follow her around. But you can promise that she'll have the right type of heart and the right type of attitude to be a better person. And that only comes from leading by example. And so I want to take it down the road here, and I hope you'll bear with me, George. This last week, you know, the Supreme Court made a judgment, and it put the whole world, well, the whole country in uproar. Now, I don't have a yes or a no opinion on do I agree or disagree with it. But what I do wonder, this is what I do wonder. I wonder what happens to the children of the parents that are so vocal, either on social media or in their home or in their conversation, because kids catch everything that we never think they hear. Because you ask them to take out the trash, they're deaf. But if you say something they shouldn't hear, they heard it from a mile away. So I really get concerned about how they're going to perceive the conversation when it's their turn to speak. Do you feel as though it's really important for parents to turn off certain things in front of their children and make sure to have conversation with them so when they are in that conversation, they look at it with an open mind and a fair way of looking at it, kind of like the Lord wants us to?
Yeah, I agree with you. At a certain age, of course, they should be censored. But I really like what you said about leading by example. I believe that's the key. Yeah, it's really hard to escape some of the things. I saw a Tylenol commercial 2 days ago with two married men kissing. I don't know what that has to do with a headache, but I guess they felt it was important to put in there.
Well, you know, it's a shame that, you know, I'm a believer that God was the one that gave the inventor of the computer the idea, because he allowed us to reach more without having to pedal as fast, right? But with every good thing comes a couple bad things. So you have all those people that misuse things, just like the system in schools and the systems in the jobs and the systems in our homes. But the thing of it is I really find it important to understand that our children are going to come up against all kinds of things that they're taught in school. And it might not be wrong what they're taught, but maybe the way it was perceived was wrong. So it's important for parents to spend time with their children to understand what they're doing. And so when your child's in a room with a device, you know, we don't know what they're doing. And when they tell us what they're doing, okay, they're kids. They don't always tell the truth. So it's really important to start out that mission way back in life, because what I used to promise my children was I couldn't tell them anything other than I could promise that I would make sure that they had a good heart and they were one of their word. The rest is on them. I can't follow them. And they don't even want me to follow them. But they have to know how to make better decisions. And a lot of times they have to live the experience to do it. So your book, I want to get back to that here, Commander and Thief, and people can find it a couple ways. You can go to commanderandthief.org, or you can just go on Amazon and find it as well. Or you can go to Tony Gambone on Facebook or Tough Talk Radio on Facebook, and it's posted there as well. I want to make sure that people understand that if they buy the book, what it's going to do. Is it just going to raise awareness? Is it going to teach them something? Is it going to make them mad? Is it going to make them excited that you wrote it?
All of the above. It's definitely for awareness. There's some humor in there. It's not necessarily politically correct, but there's a lot of cases and things in here people might not be aware of. And there's some plans of action, but it's going to be very difficult, and it's going to need a change of the regime in Washington for it to work. This book is meant to give hope as well. I mean, if you're a Christian, you're going to like this book. If you're a liberal atheist, you are not going to like this book.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, you know, I seen a post on, and I hate to say this because, you know, I'm not supposed to believe what I see on Facebook, but this made a lot of sense to me, okay? The president back in the late 40s, they decided that a president could only serve 8 years, but Congress can serve until, I don't know, two lifetimes, I guess, as long as they live. But until that's changed, I mean, I don't know how anything could ever change, because to me, I don't watch politics because it just seems to be already decided, and the TV's just entertainment. I mean, you have Donald Trump going, I don't know. I don't even know if I disagree with Donald Trump. I just don't know that he brought the message properly. You know what I mean? So you just have more money than sense out there. How would our government ever get corrected at this point? It's like, I don't know. I compare it to this, George. You know, I lived a bad lifestyle for a long time. And after 50-some years, the Lord slapped me down, and I started paying attention. And I know he's powerful enough to slap them all down, but I don't know if that's in his plan. So how is that going to change without the strength of something like that?
Well, there's only one way I could... You're talking about term limits. When they set up the government, the average lifespan was just under 40 years old, and you had to be 32 to be a senator. So they pretty much had term limits built in. But as far as changing it, there's only one way I could see to do it, and that is getting rid of the income tax and have the states fund the federal government instead of the federal government funding the states. Because if I hear one more even Republican politician come up to the microphone with a straight face say, I have a 10-year plan, I'm going to blow a gasket.
Yeah, and so you understand my point is, if I watch something like Meet the Press or any of those channels that have these different politicians on, after each one speaks, I go, oh, yeah, it sounds good. They all sound great. But the problem is it has no meaning. I mean, it's just what they're told to say by someone that they hired to help them win the campaign.
Yeah.
And then do you feel as though that what's already going to take place has already been written because of things that have happened 20 years ago?
I don't like to believe that way. But, you know, that's above my pay grade. I don't know if everything is determined or not. I like to think that we can still affect change and save this thing.
Well, I like the attitude. I mean, that's the way we're supposed to think, right? I mean, if you think negative, it's always going to be negative. So I agree with that. But it's when you watch the news, it's hard to keep that faith, you know, that it can change. So, I mean, that's a plus, I think.
Yeah, it is. I want to go back to what you were saying about the children and in school, and you can't watch them, and they get their different messages, and they have a good heart, but, you know, there's also a lot of peer pressure, not just from other students. It's from the faculty and administration. I mean, there were cases where a child said, God bless you, to another student for sneezing, and she got suspended. Another one where a child was saying grace at the lunchroom and another parent sued her because it was emotionally damaging to her child. I mean, the war on religion is really escalating, you know, in this past week especially.
Yeah, so my previous guest on the show today said that the world's coming to an end soon. Because of the way it's going on. What do you think of that?
I don't know about the world, but I think our country for sure and our way of life is if we don't change it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so, Caligula's in the White House. I mean, just yesterday there were pictures of gay Americans. I don't know what I'm supposed to call them these days, but they were all in there giving the middle finger to the pictures of Ronald Reagan and taking pictures of it. I mean, this is in the White House. The class, reverence, and decorum are extinct.
Right. Right, and so that touches on the point I was trying to make. You know, people are allowed to do, because of the freedom we have here, whatever they want. But it doesn't have to be done with disgrace, and that way the people that don't agree with them have nothing to say about it. But when things like that happen, it feeds the fire of the gossip that people are already walking around with. So I don't understand that either. More importantly, why wouldn't you want that not to, I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Why would you even allow that to go on the news to be news? So between the media, between the people that are just downright ignorant and the laws, it's kind of a hard thing to believe that's going to get better.
Well, when people suffer enough pain, I guess, when they have too much more taken away from them, they're going to rise up. It's just a matter of time before churches are going to lose their tax-exempt status for not wanting to perform ceremonies for homosexual couples. It's already starting. Hobby Lobby's talking about going out of business.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that the governor of Louisiana, he's fighting his battle down there because IBM is a lot of money for that state, and they're giving pressure to him because he doesn't want to allow it. And states like Missouri and I think Arkansas or Kentucky had the same problems because of big corporations funding so many jobs. They put the pressure on for that state. So it's kind of like if you have the money, you have the power. It's always been that way, of course. But how do you get someone to stand up to it properly? And I see, I have a hard time seeing that happen.
It's hard to find men of principle. It really is, especially in Washington or state capitals.
Yeah.
Another point I want to go ahead.
No, go ahead, George.
Oh, it's a little off subject. The point is that, you know, I can be for something without hating the other thing. You know, I can be for traditional marriage and not hate gay people.
Right.
And just like I'm pro chocolate ice cream, but I don't hate Rocky Road. I don't want it banished. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. That's a great point.
I'm not seeking to destroy it.
And I think that's more along the line of the way we're supposed to think. You know, I think that, you know, when I was a kid 50-some years ago, it wasn't a conversation to even have. I mean, it wasn't like it is now. So it wasn't even something to hate. But I think that the more the news and the people make things about it, so, for instance, the people that were in the White House shooting a finger to Ronald Reagan, it's hard not to hate. So I think that Satan plays a part in a lot of it, where he's trying to interfere with what you're trying to do, and he's trying to keep you from following along. And so I think that, you know, with the strength of the Lord, that we have the ability to follow any belief that we have and teach our children that strength as well. And I think, George, honestly, I really believe this, at the end of the day, that's why we're here, is to make a difference for our children coming through the next generation.
Well, I agree with you, and that's right on my mind. I'm 50 years old. I have a 23-year-old son. My daughter's a year and a half, and my wife is pregnant. So I'm right with you.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, George, we're at the end of our interview. I would like to make sure that people understand that they can go to commanderinthief.org or go on Amazon and type in Commander in Thief, and you'll find the book. Get the book, give George some feedback. How can they contact you, George?
George at commanderinthief.org. The email's on the website.
Perfect. Well, we hope that you have success with your book. Is there another one coming?
Yeah, there is. I don't want to give the title away because it's on coining a new phrase, but it's going to be a more political book than this one. It's how Republicans are no different than Democrats. I can't tell the difference anymore.
It's just the color of their tie, right?
I guess Yale or Harvard.
Yeah. So, well, make sure you come back and visit with us when you get the new book out. We'd love to have you back on the show.
I appreciate you having me this time.
All right. Have a blessed week and a great holiday, and enjoy your children. And best of luck on the new baby coming.
Likewise. God bless you.
All right, pal. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back here and do a recap. Now, make sure you go to the commanderinthief.org, or you can make sure to go check out Dan Goodwin's website as well, heavenbound1.net. Okay, so we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after this break.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
All right. Welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. Boy, that hour goes quickly. We're here every Thursday from 9 to 10 Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network, and today's guests were evangelist Dan Goodwin, who is, he's prophesizing how we're coming to the end. And he's traveling across America with that statement, and you can find out more by going to his website, heavenbound1.net. Pick up his book or books, one or the other. Also, my second guest, George Kolesark, out of Naples, Florida, who wrote a book talking about the commander in thief. Okay, he's concerned about the way our government is, the way our world is, the way our children have to struggle through it, and he's trying to make a difference with that as well. You can learn more by going to commanderinthief.com. And, you know, folks, every week here, we like to leave you with a little something, and most of the time it's a challenge. I'm challenging you this week to take some time off over the weekend, put down the social media, stop the gossip with all the stuff going on, stop adding to the drama. Spend that time with your family, a friend, your pet, yourself, or God, or all. I hope you have a blessed, safe weekend, and we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.